Hello, this is Alan, your storyteller, welcoming you to the Story Home. We are pleased to announce that our Gaylord the Goat story will, in May of 2017, be published as Goodwin the Goat. We remade our audio story to reflect his new name to accompany the printed book. The story tells of a goat who gets in trouble and turns everyone's life upside down. Now find a comfy corner and listen to Goodwin the Goat, written by the beloved Don Freeman and read by Alan Schofield. Goodwin was a playful young goat who thought the world was made just for him to discover and enjoy. Every morning, Farmer Macduff would set out wheat, oats, and other things Goodwin loved to eat. But there was something he didn't know. He also liked to nibble on all sorts of interesting things, like toothpaste tubes, tin can labels, and delicious paste. But these delicacies were not easy to find. One day, he went out searching for even more taste sensations. And he came upon an artist painting a picture of a barn. Goodwin didn't know anything about art, but he did like those bright, delicious colors. Miss Phipps, the artist, decided to have her picnic lunch by a nearby stream. Goodwin wanted to nibble on all the colorful tubes of paint she had left behind. He moved closer and closer. Suddenly, he could resist no longer. Oh, what a treat! When Goodwin bit down on the tubes, colors squirted everywhere. Wild with happiness, he rolled in the paint-splattered grass. He pounced on one tube after another. Squish, squash, squirt! The paint flew all around. When Miss Phipps returned, she couldn't believe her eyes. "Look what you've done! You have ruined my painting and squashed all of my precious watercolors." Of course, Goodwin had no idea what she was saying. But weren't colors meant for fun? "I'm going to find out who you belong to and have you tied up this minute," Miss Phipps sniffed. Goodwin returned to his hut on the hillside and stayed there the rest of the day and all night long. He wondered if he had done something wrong. Early the next morning, his neighbors saw Goodwin on top of his hut, covered in a rainbow of colors. They were amazed. "It's a miracle. That's what it is. We must tell everyone in town to come see." Farmer Macduff didn't know what to think. Miss Phipps came too, and she glared at Farmer Macduff. "Your goat chewed up all of my lovely tubes of paint and ruined my beautiful painting. I want you to pay me back for this." Poor Farmer Macduff. He had not a penny to spare and didn't know what to do. Then, later that afternoon, word had spread to the town, and people came in buses, vans, and on bicycles to see the amazing, colorful goat. Miss Phipps and Farmer Macduff knew exactly what to do. They made a big banner and hung it high over the gate, charging admission to see Goodwin. Sipping lemonade, they chuckled. "Fancy that! Your goat and my watercolors. We may just get rich after all." That evening, poor Goodwin was tied to a stake so he wouldn't get away. He was now very valuable. But Goodwin didn't like this one bit. He yanked and pulled and pulled and yanked until finally the stake pulled out. Goodwin was free! He remembered a stream near a waterfall where he could take a bath. He was done with silly people pointing at him and making fun of how he looked. So in he jumped, horns and all. He enjoyed himself for hours, splashing and dashing through the waterfall. He was now spotlessly clean. In the morning, Farmer Macduff was worried. Where had Goodwin gone? And what would he tell the people who had come to see him? When the crowds finally arrived, they waited and grew restless. They grumbled, "We've come all this way to see your old goat." Then Goodwin appeared, clean and white as a cloud in the sky. The crowds shouted, "There's no miracle goat. It's only a hoax." "Oh, well," Farmer Macduff smiled. "I'm glad to have you back, Goodwin, just the way you are." The banner was taken down and the show was over. The following day, Miss Phipps visited Farmer Macduff and painted a portrait of Goodwin, for he was the one who had brought them together. They were friends after that for a long time and watched Goodwin play and romp from sunrise to sunset. One day, Farmer Macduff hopped in his truck to go to town for supplies. He brought back a surprise for Miss Phipps, a beautiful new set of watercolors. He also brought back a present for Goodwin. Can you guess what it was? Yes, it was a nanny goat to keep Goodwin company. They had fun butting into each other all day long and soon became good friends. And so, together, they lived happily and scrappily ever after. We have been listening to Goodwin the Goat, written by Don Freeman and read by Alan Schofield. This and many other stories are waiting for you at www.thestoryhome.com. Remember, the Story Home is your home, and the door is always open. With a wink and a bow, this is your storyteller, Alan, wishing you a fond farewell. Till next time.